So when the Chiefs get into the end zone here, there's a traditional song that, generally is played every time at Arrowhead when you get into the end zone. So, Mark, talk to us a little bit about the change of the touchdown celebration song.
Yeah, we're famous for celebrating traditions, not changing traditions. But this one, unfortunately, the composer and artist who performed the song we have played is in a maximum security prison in the UK for crimes against children. And so we as an organization decided that we didn't want to be associated with the song anymore, either directly or indirectly with a cover song. And, you know, the good news, if there is good news here, is that we open up to our fans. We're going to let the Chiefs Kingdom decide which song replaces that as we go forward here and start a new tradition. Our marketing team worked really hard, picked three songs which we think represent three different genres of music. And, you know, when you get into song discussions, we could have 1,000 songs out there, and our fans are already telling us. There you go.
James O'Shaughnessy, the rookie tight end. First touchdown as a Chief.
Chase Daniel picking up where he left off. So were you on that committee to select it down to three songs?
You know, fortunately,
that would be tough to narrow it down to three.
Fortunately, I was not. We have some people who are much more versed in music than I am. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do it this game is that you really, you know, also there are a bunch of great songs, but it has to be the right kind of song to play in the stadium after a score. It has some cadence. It has fan interaction. And all three of these have that.
So how can the fans vote on it? Where do they go to vote on it?
So right now, we opened up voting earlier today. If you go to Chiefs.com, and you will see all three of the songs overlaid over a touchdown, so you can actually get a feel for what it'll be like, and then you vote. And then the fans will help us decide which one we go with. We'll do it this game, we'll do it the next game, and the voting will go on, obviously, in between games. But after the next game, we'll tally all the votes, and then we'll roll the new song out for that Thursday night game against the Broncos.
So got 2 weeks to get your vote in. Now, how many times can people vote? If people like a certain thing, can they rattle off a bunch? So, is this like American Idol? They get a bunch of votes? Or?
We learned a little bit from our friends across the street with the Royals. And the Oscar
right. 38-yard extra point is good. So, too, is our time with Chiefs President Mark Donovan. Just spend the time with us.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.